News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is another radio morning. Good morning, Melissa Sargent. And how in the world are you driving in West El Paso and you almost got here?
Oh, yes.
You almost got here.
Well, actually, they have done pretty good on this one. They closed the I-10 at Sunland Park, but you can go over. They closed the intersection, so you just go over I-10 at Sunland Park and get back on.
Single lane.
Yeah, just don't go up on Mesa.
I did that, so now I got here in time because I left early. Yes. Oh, life goes on. But, you know, it's an interesting day here. We're going to talk about history as we always do.
Yes.
And if you have just found us on the El Paso History Radio Show, congratulations.
Yes, you found
and
us. You're here.
Tell somebody else about it. See, that's what I think it should be done.
Well, I mean, you know, if you live in maybe San Antonio, you go to ktsmradio.com and you can either listen to us live through there or you can get the iHeartRadio app and listen to us anywhere in the world.
And you know what I'd say to that guy in San Antonio? Texas history begins in
here.
El Paso.
Unless,
thank you, Mr. San Antonio.
Unless you saw the recent announcement.
Which one?
Well, the one where they linked the missions over there saying this is where the Camino Reals and all, and it was like,
well, if you want to hear the truth, come over here.
They look at it from when Texas started is how they looked for the state or the actual country, the Republic of Texas.
The earliest historic city given a name was El Paso.
I know. So, and they kind of give us a little blurb out there. It's like, and El Paso, and San Eli, and you kind of like
I go back to my original statement. Anyway, KTSM Radio, you got that figured out trivia today?
Oh, and we got trivia. Yes, we have lots of trivia. And if you are the winner of the first question, you have a choice of Pepe's $20 gift certificate or an El Paso Gold DVD, of which we have a gazillion of them today with, oh my gosh.
We don't have all of them. We have a lot of them.
Yeah, but there are a lot of them. The El Paso Gold Gunfights of the Old West, transportation history, because we'll be talking about transportation this first hour. Mount Cristo Rey, Legends of the Mountains, Tom Lee's, Ghost Stories, Mexican Revolution, Mount Cristo Rey, and the smelter, of which was another topic we'll be talking about.
The smelter is an easy one because, you know, it came down, we filmed it, and, you know, it's bizarre to watch.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to the day's adventure. We did Preservation Month and a couple of stories a few weeks ago with Ron Lyman. Ron is back.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Turn that guy on, so to speak, carefully. He's a big man. And so, good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Jackson.
There he is.
You are there. And you brought Woody Bear with you. Good morning, Woody.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Thank you.
You know who these guys are?
They're important guys.
They're train guys today.
Yes.
Today they're train. But also, you had something else besides a train going on. We're also going to talk about some of these things. But all for Preservation Month.
That's right. We had over 30 activities this month.
Okay, so but today that's the main thing to talk about is a train that used to run on the tracks here. Its name is 3420, right?
That's right.
It's the name is a number. And that number is a biggie because 3420 used to actually run around El Paso, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It ran all over this region in El Paso, and this is where it was retired from the Southern Pacific.
How'd they decide to do that? Do you have any idea? Why would they decide that here?
It was the era where they were changing from coal to diesel, and so they needed to use up the last of the coal, so that was one of the switchers they used in the yard. So it kind of remained a coal burner for the last couple of years and stayed in the El Paso yard. And then when it was retired, then it some of the preservationists at the time, the County Historical Society was developed, and they had an idea to save that locomotive and donate it to the citizens of El Paso, and that's what the Southern Pacific did.
It went down there to in front of the Union Station for a long time.
Yes, it was there for 30 years.
What did that thing run on? You said coal?
It first ran on coal and then was later converted to the oil.
But did one like that, could it run on wood back in the day? If it had to, I guess it could.
if it was converted to that, but this one was built specifically for that. Now, the other locomotive that we have, number one, originally ran as a wood burner.
Yeah, because I think what the 1900s, they ran steam. The steam engines were either wood or coal engines.
Okay, so we got one, and it's available for viewing. What are you going to do about it?
We're having a train show May 18th, 19th, and 20th. Our main focus is the 19th on that day. We are making this a family-friendly event in a private park owned by Freeport MacMoran. Children, of course, we would like you to bring all the kids, but they must be supervised. There's no alcoholic beverages allowed.
The kids can't be drinking.
No, kids
cannot be drinking. we will have food trucks, but you can bring your own food, beverages, whatever you'd like. The park is a wonderful park. It's shaded, has trees, grass. It has an enclosed pavilion. In the pavilion, we will have the Model Train Club running all sorts of model trains.
So there's trains everywhere.
Who doesn't love trains?
Wait a minute. There's a train robbery involved. I see it on this page. A train robbery.
Yes, six guns and shady ladies.
Should we call the cops now?
No, because it'll be real easy because it's not moving. So it'll be real easy to catch six guns.
Well, that's right.
Remember, Freeport, I always mess this up. Freeport MacMoran is a copper and gold smelting company. So, that's why Six Guns is down there.
Oh, they're going to go rob the gold.
Do they smelt gold down there?
Actually, they're a refinery.
Oh, darn it. See, that just shows you nobody checks up on what they're robbing before they go down there. That's Six Guns.
They have gold coming out of there, but they don't push it anymore.
Right. No, they don't do gold anymore.
Darn it.
Just copper.
Well, they had it in their name for a while. Yes. The name of the company was Freeport MacMoran Copper and Gold.
Yes.
And the accountants finally decided, we don't need those last two words, and saved the paint on the sign. And
yeah, not for this facility, yeah.
Yeah, so that's who they are. Okay, so that's where it is. It's a Hawkins?
Yeah, what you would do is, from I-10, you take Hawkins South, you go around the big turn, you don't go in the first entrance, but the second entrance to Freeport MacMoran. The address is 850 Hawkins, zip code 79915. For those of you that use your GPS, we will have signs and such, but you'll be able to go in that entrance and then take an immediate right to the parking area. And access to the park, and then from the park you step through and walk down to the locomotive on the tracks.
That's Jack Bell Park, I happen to know. Did you know that?
No idea.
I have no idea who Jack Bell was, but I happen to know the name of the park. Well, the thing is, though, this is going to be a big deal out there, and tell us the history of the train.
The history of the train, 3420 retired as a Southern Pacific locomotive. But its history began in 1904 when it was built for the El Paso Northeastern Railway. If some of you know, when you go up to Cloudcroft, you see that old trestle that goes up in that area. That was built by the El Paso Northeastern Railway back in 1898. They built a railroad from El Paso through central New Mexico all the way up to Dawson for coal up in that area, and in the Cloudcroft and Capitan area, coal and also the wood, so that they can bring that to El Paso and also the Arizona area to burn the coal and the stuff for the refineries out there. So it has a long-standing history, and 3420 traveled much of that route.
Wow.
The only thing they could get, they couldn't get coal out of Cloudcroft. They just got the wood, right?
Actually, Cloudcroft, but up nearby, Capitan actually had some coal fields.
Did they really?
Yes, it was a coal mine up there also.
And so both of those rail lines are now gone from up into the mountains, and we drive on that one going through that tunnel to Cloudcroft. That used to be the train line.
Actually, not at all. The train to Cloudcroft.
No, but the train's gone.
The train's gone, but the actual route did not go up the route the highway's on. It goes up Fresnel Canyon. So you go to the little town of La Luz, and you go up the canyon there, and you come out at High Rolls.
That tunnel was never for the train?
Oh, no. That was
built. Oh, I always go screaming through there like I'm a train. No, I can't do that.
Specifically for buses and cars and trucks.
I didn't realize that. Okay. That makes more sense. Because the whole rail bed is now all over the place. If you go horseback riding in Cloudcroft, you end up on that old rail bed, which is really easy. There's no rails.
It's now a rails-to-trail program where you can go up there and hike and bike. It's a really wonderful experience.
So our old 3420 used to go up and down that?
It used to go up and down central New Mexico all the way up to Dawson to bring coal down to El Paso and take it out to Arizona.
Go ahead.
No, you finish.
You can see it next weekend is the big deal here.
That's right.
Well, now, will people be able to get onto, like, the, you've got the caboose. Will they be able to get onto the caboose?
Yes, you'll be able to get on the caboose, walk through it. You'll be able to talk to a conductor who will be in the caboose.
Is he a tall, thin guy?
Yes.
Ah.
Tom Seward.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, where did they get the name caboose? Do we have any idea on that one? I mean, I've always wondered, caboose, where did that come from?
It, the sound you make when you hit the stairs on your...
No. Was it Dutch or German or something? It had some...
I believe it was a German name that came from, a name that the Germans used. Caboose?
Yeah, caboose. Caboose? Something like...
What did it mean?
Well,
the caboose is kind of a cabin on wheels.
Well, they used to sleep in there, didn't they?
Yes, and what happened at the back of the train, they really had to pay a lot of attention. Any braking was done by brakemen, so they actually did not brake the entire train at once, but these brakemen would set brakes at the various cars. Some would be at the caboose and come forward to do that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're kidding. You couldn't just step on the brakes in the old trains?
No.
You had to go car to car and apply the brakes?
Early on, it was car to car.
Oh, my gosh.
10 miles to stop that thing.
Well, you did not see, you know, extremely long trains at that time.
Yeah.
You might six, eight, ten cars.
Well, and there wasn't much room in the locomotive cabin anyway, because you only had two people. You had the engineer and the fireman, right?
Correct.
And his job, the fireman's job, was only just to keep the thing stoked and running, right?
Yes.
Being fueled, yeah.
Well, there's a fireman who wasn't to put out the fire.
No.
It was to make the fire.
It was to make sure that it operated and it was fueled and ready to go.
He's a better name than that. Man with fire or something.
One thing that will happen when you come out to the train show, you're actually going to be able to walk up and step into that cabin of 3420 into the room, and you'll actually see where they stood. The fireman actually ran some controls while the engineer ran others. And you'll get to see those, and one of the interpreters there will explain it all to you.
Oh, wow. And the funny thing is it's reversed, where you had the engineer sat on the right.
Correct.
And the fireman was on the left. Which,
exactly.
Why would that have been, I guess? I guess, well, everything was always on the right, wasn't it?
A lot of it was based because the controls were separated, but this locomotive is amazing because it has the same set of controls on each side.
Ah.
So either one of them, let's say the engineer had a problem, then the fireman could take over and control
it. An ambidextrous train. Oh, my. What does that word even mean? But so this machine here, you're not going to run it, are you?
No, it's not in that sort of condition, but we did have the guy that rebuilt number one look at it 2 months ago, and he said it's very much restorable.
Dave.
Wow.
Dave
Conrad.
Conrad, yes.
Yes.
I remember him crawling around inside locomotive number one. So, wouldn't it be great to turn him loose on this one?
Oh, it'd be great.
And not to restore it for a museum. Turn it back on, Dave. What do you think, huh?
We could do little rides up and down the freeway.
Oh, can you imagine? Well, we need a track, though, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would.
It was locomotive number one. I caught that thing going down the freeway at 60 miles an hour on video. I got that. And it did, but now we need tracks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting thing. So the train is coming back alive, and you guys are going to show it off for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. What will happen on Friday, it'll open at about noon, and we'll be closing up at 5. On Saturday, 9 o'clock in the morning to 5, and then on Sunday, noon to 5. So 3 days, a lot of time. Come out and visit us.
And a six guns issue going on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, the big show on Saturday afternoon is a reenactment of a train robbery that happened right here in El Paso.
An actual train robbery?
Yeah, 1887.
Yeah.
It happened, a couple guys got on the train. They forced it to stop out by Concordia Cemetery, went back, and they blew the end off of one of the boxcars where the money was.
What do you mean they blew it off?
They used dynamite.
It was locked up
because that's where the cash was.
Yeah, they blew it up.
Aha. You didn't say dynamite yet. Okay,
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it got a little sloppy, too.
You guys have some dynamite in your bags for Saturday?
I hope not.
I mean, these guys like the guns and the things, and they shoot blanks.
These guys would blow themselves up,
but
I put it that way.
When it comes to dynamite, how do you do blanks? I don't know that that's going to work.
No.
No, no.
Just go boom.
Get some of those flash grenades from the sheriff's. No, never. No, don't go there.
No, let's not give them anything like that.
Way too often. They'll come and arrest everybody.
That's right.
It might even start with me, but let's move on to trivia. Shall we do that?
Yes, we shall do that.
Do we have railroad trivia?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my God.
We just discussed them, too.
Good.
This is a test if you were listening.
What you got?
Okay, the first one is, in the steam locomotive cab, there rode an engineer who drove the train and who sat on the right side, as we just discussed, and another man who sat on the left. What was the other man's job?
Which one had the steering wheel?
Yeah, well, we know who had the steering wheel.
No one had a steering wheel. There is no steering wheel. Is that the trick question?
No.
Not really a steering wheel on rails.
Yeah.
Ah, well. So back to the question.
He just kind of went straight.
So you had the
engineer who basically ran and kept an eye on the rails. And
question then, is who's the other guy?
Who's the other guy that rode in the cab with the engineer?
Okay, you got a second question.
Right, and the second one was, where did the name for the last car on the train called the caboose come from?
Oh, the caboose.
It's possibly a derivative of Dutch or German word.
But we're not going to tell them any more than that.
No, they got to figure that out.
They have to answer those questions.
That's right.
What happens if they do?
They could win $20 to Pepe's New Mexican Food up in Canutillo or an El Paso Gold DVD.
What do these people have to do
they
to win
to
these prizes?
They have to call us.
What's that number?
Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Need a CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we carry popular brands of CPAP equipment, including ResMed, Respironics, and more. To move inventory, we're selling some of our ResMed CPAP machines at prices lower than you would think. Learn more about these affordable ResMed CPAPs at CPAP.com. We'll even provide free shipping on your ResMed machine order, so you'll get it fast when you enter the promo code RADIO. The best part? No insurance needed. Our CPAPs are priced so low they can even cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and carries a large inventory of sleep apnea equipment. With little retail overhead and no middlemen, we're the best way to get affordable, comfortable sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has a large inventory of ResMed CPAPs and is offering free shipping on these devices. For these great deals and others, visit CPAP.com. Don't forget to enter the promo code RADIO. That's RADIO.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477.
Optima Tax Relief.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Maybe take a long vacation. Bahamas, Maui, Paris. Maybe fill an entire pool with nacho cheese and have the world's biggest nacho party. Maybe get that tractor you've always wanted. Well, the Texas Lottery has paid out more than $21 billion to lottery winners. People who simply had a dream and bought a ticket. Lottery.com makes it even easier to play and track winnings. Download the Lottery.com app and get your first ticket for free. So go ahead, dream on. What would you do if you won? Go to Lottery.com to learn more.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I think we have a Jedi calling. I'm not really sure.
Oh, no.
We'll have to get to that.
Well, the movie's almost here. We're going to go see that solo.
They're back again. All right, talking about history here, celebration of city's birthday and the El Paso streetcar today. Hey, folks,
woo-hoo.
Cleveland Square, 1 to 4 p.m., Museum of History, 510 Franklin downtown, 213-3163, if you want to hassle the museum about it. But take a picnic in the park, entertainment, craft, light. They have light refreshments down there, they said.
Ooh.
Transportation scavenger hunt. Let's go find an old wagon wheel. No, I don't think that's what that is. Gallery tours and restored streetcar display. But they're actually going to have a streetcar park there, right?
No, that's been canceled. They were planning to do that, but
couldn't get it out of the barn.
Right.
they forgot to build the track.
They got flat tire.
But that's today down there at the History Museum. They're talking streetcar history. Sunday, tomorrow, Santa Lazaro, they're walking around down there for free in the district. You can meet at Main Street. And this is an easy shuffle.
That's right.
Take your wheelchair friends on this one. I'm serious.
Yeah,
that's what they say, wheelchair accessible. A slow walk.
A pseudo walk.
2.5 hours, Santa Lazaro Historic District. 415 years of historical events. Get a hold of them, 851-0093.
I've got the arrow. It says, arrow. Good afternoon, archers. This is for us, well, May 12th. We will move to the summer hours due to the heat in the afternoon, and they're going to set up and start at 9 a.m., and their range will open at 10 a.m., and they'll be there till 1 p.m. You can start when they'll start to pack up. But the weather looks nice, and if it's not too breezy, they're going to start... I'm trying to read this. This is really odd. Let me jump around here. I think what you need to do is contact the Museum of Archaeology. This little
that's a weather report. 80 starting
weather.
Temp,
I know.
Breaking
there,
by
well,
90 by when finished.
If you're trying to shoot archery, you want to have fairly nice weather. You don't want the arrow blowing, you know, to your right or your left, wherever you're trying to shoot.
What's a royal round?
A royal round? I'm not sure. They're doing, I think, the kind of like the Renaissance type archery. Compared to what I used to shoot.
Oh, you shoot the royals.
Yes, you shoot the royal people, yes.
Go.
No, but I'd give them a call at the Museum of Archaeology because they've got these programs going on. And it's a great way if you're interested in archery. I used to love to shoot when I was in school. It was wonderful. So I'd get on out there, take a look at it. If anything, just go out and watch them.
The Museum of Archaeology.
Archaeology over there on Trans Mountain Road.
Okay, we got trivia to deal with here. We have people on the telephone here. There's a third call coming in now, Shelley. Grab that one. On line one, we have Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Hey, Johnny, how are you doing?
Just fine, just fine. Very good subject.
Thank you.
I want to try to answer one of them. I don't remember the first one. Can I get the second one, or is that some rule about that?
Well,
read them all if you want.
Well, let's go for you want to try the second one?
Yes.
Okay, where did the name of the last car on the train called the caboose come from? It is possibly a derivative of Dutch or German word.
Germany.
Oh, okay, we'll take that one. Do you know what it means, though?
It means it's a cabin. It's where the gentleman in the back kind of slept and kind of controlled things.
They played cards.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, played cards or dice. And, you know, another thing, though, is that's also what in German was referred to as a cabin on a ship's deck, too.
A caboose?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought sure it was
an anatomy. Well, it was kind of...
An anatomy question.
My Dutch is terrible, but caboose in German also. So. Well, there you got it. So,
take your pick, dude.
Would you like Pepe's or would you like a DVD?
I like Pepe's, and I'm going to try to keep listening there, sir. One of these Saturdays, I'm going to try to come out there when you guys are, too, to meet you personally.
Fair enough. I'd love you to do that.
It might not be. I think I'm the only one going to be there today from this group here, but also we're going to be off or doing other things next couple of weekends. Sometime in June, show up out
there.
Okay, so. I hadn't planned to do it today, but I couldn't come today anyway because you guys are closed. It would have to be.
Yeah.
In the future, but it'll be soon, and then I'll be listening, and I hear that all you guys are going to go, I'll come in.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to meet you finally.
Wait until they stop messing with the freeway on that side of town.
Well, he'd be coming across Trans Mountain.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
For the next month.
Okay. Well, Johnny, hold on there. Shelly, come on, he'll tell you to pick us up, all right?
I know where to go.
Okay.
Fair enough. Anything else on your mind this morning?
Yes, excuse my ignorance, but do we still have trains coming through El Paso, like the Amtrak or the
You mean passenger trains? Gentlemen, do we still have passenger trains coming through town?
Yes, Amtrak still runs train.
They run the Sunset. One of them is the Sunset Limited.
Yeah, the Texas Eagle. They both run from here to San Antonio and beyond, and then the other one goes out to L.A.
Anything north?
Not from here.
No? Okay.
But you can go to Chicago from here, can't you?
Well, but you have to go to San Antonio.
Nothing direct.
Johnny, you're not going to get there real fast, but you'll see a lot of good stuff.
Okay, then.
Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Thanks a lot. Johnny's on one. Dr. Johnny, we got to go to three. Jed. Jed, it's J-E-D, correct?
Well, it's T-E-D.
Oh, T-E-D. It's even
Ted.
Better. Because I made you into a Jedi.
So,
but
so he's not
one.
A Ted, he's a Tedi.
Tedi, whatever.
It's a Tedi.
don't go too far there. Okay, you got him. Do your thing here.
Okay, well, we have the first question. Would you be able to answer that one?
What was it?
Well, that would be the fireman that sits on the other side from the engineer.
There you go. The question was a steam locomotive cab where you have an engineer sitting on one side, and who was the other gentleman? And that was the fireman.
And line two, don't hang up. You're going to ask us a question.
Yeah, you're going to ask us a
question. But we got Ted on three. Ted?
So you have a choice of a El Paso Gold DVD, and we have Gunfight Seal West, the transportation video. We have, Mount Christo Rey, Tom Lee's Gold El Paso, the ghost.
How about
videos?
The last tour of the El Paso smelter? Can I sell you that one, Ted?
I think that would be good. Okay. I would appreciate that.
That one is kind of crazy because we took the history of the smelter and put it all together in an hour. Somewhere in there, we knocked the stacks down and they start tearing up buildings. And eventually, I hope to get a second video out when all the buildings are being torn down. Ron Lyman, you were over there a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Watching that go
on.
Train
number one used to run from Bisbee with copper ore.
That's right.
Over to El Paso, right?
That is right.
That's right.
Yeah, that is true. All right.
Well,
you got yourself a DVD there, Ted, and hold on, Shelly, pick it up. Ted, pick it up, all right?
Great.
Hold on.
Thanks for listening, Ted.
Don't go away, dude. Okay, now we have line two ended up being who? I didn't write this one down, Shelly. Who's line two? Sekia, who's line two? Pick it up, line two. Good morning, line two. We don't know who you are.
You're
are
line
you?
Two.
Yes.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead. What's your name?
Okay, this is Prince.
Hello, Prince.
This isn't just anybody.
This is Prince.
So you're getting ready to be Mr. Conductor, right?
Yeah. I just wanted to find out if I just was able to tune in because I'm working on the streetcar project, and I just wanted to find out if you had told your listeners about our afternoon programs at the History Museum and in the library.
We covered
that. I don't want to take up your time.
We're going to ignore that completely.
Yeah. No, we just talked about it.
Of course we did. Yes, we did. And also, it's at 1 o'clock. You guys are starting that up?
Okay, 1 o'clock at the History Museum, but then at 2 o'clock, we're going to the library, and we've got exhibits on streetcars there in the library, in addition to exhibits on the railroad history. But then at 2:30, we're going to start a program, and we're going to show in the auditorium. We'll be showing video and films of the streetcars running in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and then how in the 80s the streetcars were saved by the Paso del Norte Streetcar Preservation Society. And then our final speaker is going to be Peter Schwartzbein. It's going to talk about how streetcars became fine art, and how the actual streetcar project was developed. And then he's going to give us an update on how the streetcars are being restored in Pennsylvania.
Fair enough. That's a full afternoon, and that's today.
Yes, from 1 until 4 this afternoon. Well, from 2 until 4 at the library, 1 to 2 at the History Museum, But there's programs going on all afternoon for kids in the History Museum.
Fair enough, Prince. Thanks for ringing up. We'll see you out there. Take care.
Take care.
See you in the streets. See you in the streets or out on the tracks. And he'll be involved in that thing next week. I know he will. You can't keep him away, can you?
Oh, no. He's going to be the locomotive engineer.
Oh, I thought he was going to be Mr. Conductor. Oh, interesting stuff. Well, we need to take a break and come. Oh, Ted called back, by the way. If you're going to pick up your prize, Ted, you got to call and talk to Shelley.
Yes, Dan, get back to us.
Well, you can't get the prize if you don't talk to Shelley. So there. All right, taking a break here. Oh, Facebook.
Yes, you can go on Facebook. And we've got about 3,300 hits on the Facebook page for the our show today.
That's a lot of people out there.
Yes, it is.
And that's just the slice of people that listen to us and they happen to do Facebook.
That's right.
There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, because they don't necessarily, it'll flash up on their Facebook page, so you don't always know who exactly is seeing it.
And if they like us on the Facebook page, then they get our notices on their news feed on a regular basis.
That's
so
right.
There's the reason to do that. So there. All right, moving on to the phone number.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Almost two centuries ago, Lieutenant W.H. Emory, guided by the legendary Kit Carson, led his army through the Black Range Mountains. Emory Pass is named for him. And just over a century ago, this was the summer lands of the Chiricahua Warm Springs Apache. Magnificent scenery highlights the curvy drive through the Black Range and over the 8,200-foot Emory Pass. Now, we're not an army, and we're not a tribe in the traditional sense of the word. We're just a group of hogs riding our iron horses this Sunday to a place magazines have written up as one of the greatest climbs in the country. Along the way, our trip will include great views of the Hurley Open Pit Mine and the Kneeling Nun Rock Formation. But the best view of all will be that of you and your friends riding across vistas that have been millions of years in the making. Your adventure can be as much a part of history as Kit Carson or Geronimo. Saddle up at Barnett Harley-Davidson. Take a quick look at BarnettHarley.com because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all. Plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
I've got to tell you about some lessons in history one needs to know. The Harvey Girls, those are active people. They were railroad types. In a meeting Monday, I don't think it's the original Harvey Girls. This is a reenactment kind of thinking, what happened group. May 14th, 2 p.m., Union Passenger Station Depot, downtown 700 West San Francisco. Harvey Girls support of World War II troops. And I bet they did.
They did.
And so you can smell the smoke and cinders and listen to the whistle of freight trains while you enjoy the program. How are they going to do that?
No.
I don't know how they're going to do that. But anyway, 591 2-3-2-6-6. Corral of the Westerners, they're going to meet Friday, May 18th, Holiday Inn, and their program is Indian Detour Guides of New Mexico. Whoa, Joe Tice Bloom is going to do that one. $20 includes dinner. And get a hold of this person, 759-9538.
Well, I've got Club Friendship. We'll meet Tuesday, May 22nd at St. Paul's Methodist Church over there at 7000 Edgemere. And their program this time is going to be Hobo Codes of the Great Depression. It'll be presented by Patricia Kidney. And the luncheon program cost is only $10. And visitors are welcome. And they'd like you to RSVP by May 18th. And call 591-2326 to RSVP. And they're going to have the Forgotten Veterans Program at Concordia Cemetery, and this will be on Memorial Day, May 28th, at the Buffalo Soldier Memorial Monument. That's at Stevens and Yandell Street, and that'll be at 10 a.m., and the program will include the Empty Table Memorial, the Buffalo Soldiers of the Southwest, along with remembrance of over 270 veterans from the Mexican War, Civil War, Frontier Indian Wars, Spanish-American War, World Wars I and II, Korean, and the Vietnam War. This is presented by Concordia Heritage Association, Benavides Patterson, All Airborne Chapter 82nd Airborne Division Association, Donnie Brown Buffalo Soldiers Association. So give them a call at 591-2326, but it's a wonderful event to go to out there.
That's a deal. Okay, the train show business here. You guys, I have 8 pages here of stuff about 3420, and none of it is the train robbery. That's another 3 pages.
Yes.
You guys into the history here. There's no end to what you guys come up with. What do we do about this? You got the thing next weekend.
Right.
And what do we need to know otherwise?
Well, part of the events, this is really kid-friendly. We're going to, the first 10 kids will get a free T-shirt who show up on Saturday. Every child that shows up will get a free train paper party hat.
A fine child.
Am
I eligible?
Just depends on how much of a kid you act like.
Oh, there's okay? Easy. Okay, I get one.
We're going to have people from Operation Lifesaver who will teach about train safety, when you can cross tracks, when you shouldn't play, you know, in or around them, how dangerous they can be. That's really important. Patricia is going to be out there with her hobo scavenger hunt.
This is the kidney person.
Yes, Patricia, the kidney person.
Could be looking for hobos. She's been looking for a husband for years. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of lines we could come up with right
maybe
there.
Maybe a hobo would work for her.
Keep going. Put yourself in the other dungeon. Go ahead.
She's going to hide hobo codes, and the kids that come up with the different codes will get a little prize.
Oh, okay, she's going to make them somewhere out there?
Yeah, a little scavenger hunt. That's
little marks
exciting.
Like the hobos used
sure,
to leave.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little coloring with some pages, about 3420. Kids will get to color them, take them home, a little souvenir. Kids will get to make a little railroad crossing sign. It's kind of exciting with little markers and things. I mean, we're going to have all kinds of kids' activities, including looking at all the different types of the model trains. There's going to
That's right. You said the whole pavilion's full of trains.
It's going to be full of trains. There's going to be about 5 or 6 different scales. One of them is going to be a Lego train set, which is amazing how they put those together and it works.
That's all next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, okay. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the kids, of course, will get to walk into the caboose and the steam locomotive, but only if accompanied by a parent. So you need to make sure and be there because these are things that, while not dangerous, we want to make sure that everybody has a good, enjoyable, safe time.
What else do we need to know?
Well, one thing about that caboose, it is a 1929 caboose. And so you'll be stepping back in time when you get on that and walk through it.
And there are other events in Preservation Month. Maybe you can highlight some of those. I mean, we've got some time here to explain Preservation Month again, if you really have a moment. What else is going on in other parts of Preservation Month? You have some of those things?
Yeah, one of the things going on same weekend, you can come to the train show, and then you can go down to the Mission Trail. And on Saturday, they have an open house, and there's going to be a walking tour of the area there in the Isleta Historic District. That's coming up the same weekend. There's some activities down at Socorro. They have a cleanup of the Mission Trail on the 19th. And then a little bit later in the day, at 10:30, they have a donation that's going to be focused on there at the Rio Vista Visitor Center.
Cool.
On Sunday morning, get up early, 8 o'clock, and go down to the Bosque. And John Sproul and the folks will be having a tour of the Bosque. And that starts nice and early at 8, so you can beat the heat. That's some of the things going on next weekend.
Let me ask you, I was looking at the flyer that you handed me, and I noticed that Nacho Garcia do this cartoon picture?
Yes, he did the artwork for that.
Specifically for the show?
He did not know that we had a second steam locomotive in El Paso.
Oh, it's got the 3420 on it, right?
Yes, it sure does.
But he didn't realize the one, is that?
No, he thought he was drawing number one. But,
oh, my gosh.
So he is invited out, and he says he wants to come and look at it. So, you know, he's quite a guy. He does
We've had him in here.
Caricatures, all kinds of stuff. And you might be able to grab him out there and have him do something with you
I was gonna say, locomotive. It'd be great if he was just out there, you know, doing his drawings. He is such a great guy, and he's a good fan of the show, and we've had him on here. So but he did. It's a wonderful cartoon. I mean, he's such a great artist. I love how he puts El Paso into his drawings the way he does. He really brings it to life. Quick question for people that come out and they come out to the pavilion, they see the train. Are any of the trains going to be running? The model trains?
The model trains are all going to be running.
Oh, very cool.
Just not the big locomotive.
No, I know. Right. You can't plug that one in. So, yeah. But now people can learn about the membership in the trains, the train club,
model
right?
Train club, yes.
Right.
I believe they're going to have some for sale. They'll show kids how to run them, the different types of scale models that are out there, how to get into that kind of activity, that program.
Yeah, because I think, you know, there seems to be a trend, because I happen to know, so I get antique magazines all the time, and I'm starting to see a trend now that the economy's picking up. It looks like there's a push back to where people are starting to get involved in model trains again, which is kind of nice. I'm glad to see that. One thing I think I may have asked you before, Ron, was, is there a garden train club in El Paso? There used to be a couple of people here I knew that had the garden trains that is just up in Albuquerque at the botanical gardens up there. They have trains that run through the gardens, and they're, I'm not sure exactly what gauge it is they run
maybe,
through the
maybe
gardens.
You're thinking of the live steam.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger, and you can actually ride
those.
Well,
no, the ones that ride, but these are actually small trains that are the kind of like what you saw at Disneyland. You know, the Disneyland used to have the small trains that ran through their gardens in there, and they may not have that exhibit anymore, but I was wondering if anybody here in El Paso was still doing that as a
I haven't seen anybody recently. That was something kind of in the past.
Yeah. Those were so beautiful when you used to see them. It was just so cool to watch people do their gardens. One of my friends used to have his whole backyard was scaped, so he'd run his train through there. It was amazing.
I want to do that.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
How do you get the DC power way out there? I haven't figured
it out. Well, it was like you said, it was steam, so maybe that's what it was. Or maybe it wasn't steam. There was another type you used to be able to do with the capsule. Not the baking soda. Oh, there was another type they used to use.
The CO2?
Yeah, maybe it was the CO2.
Something smaller.
Possibly.
Yeah.
How many trains? You said there would be 5 or 6 in that pavilion exhibit?
5 or 6 different types of layouts.
Those guys know what they're doing. They have a great time at that.
Oh, they love it. They have their own house down near Escarate Lake in the lower valley where they run trains all the time.
And they have a good time at it.
They love it. It's fantastic.
All right. So the big deal next weekend is to go through 3420, the locomotive itself. How close is that? I mean, would it take too much money to get that thing running?
Well, you know, it really needs to have an analysis, but we're thinking more or less around $1 million to get it in the condition where it could run safely.
And then you got to buy some coal.
Oil.
Then you got to buy some oil.
It's now an oil burner, but
right.
Steam locomotives that have been restored that run on oil, they use the old oil from when you get your oil changed on your car. They just recycle the oil.
And just burn it?
And just burn it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could any of the eco oils be used? Just a thought. I mean,
it probably had to take some special conversion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering because they seem to be using it a lot anymore, so that's why I was wondering.
The whole idea is to go back in time and relive some of this stuff.
Right.
This is going to be interesting because then you're going to have on Saturday the Six Guns and Shady Ladies will show up and rob your dead gum train, right?
Right. That's at 3 o'clock, and that's kind of one of the big events during the train show. So we'd encourage people to come out a little bit before that and then be there for that reenactment of the robbery of 1887.
Now, you've got this figured out so that there's food trucks out there?
Yes, there will be food trucks.
And you can go into the pavilion. Can you cool off in there?
Sure. Oh, yeah. There'll be tables and chairs.
Okay. So it'll be a hot afternoon, but you have fun at it.
But the park has trees. Yeah, it has shade. You know, there's grass. It'll be enjoyable.
This will be interesting. All right, we got to take a break and come back and talk final moments here about trains in El Paso, because we need to know how many trains showed up when. I think we should cover that, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the what happened, let's say, between 1881 and 1884.
That was a busy time here, big time stuff. So, all right, taking a break here, call us if you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Red Nose Day returns on May 24th. Since 2015, Walgreens has been supporting Red Nose Day and helped raise over $100 million for children living in poverty. Just a dollar can make such an amazing impact on children who desperately need help, nutritious food, or school supplies. So head into Walgreens, the official retailer of Red Nose Day, to pick up your red nose or purchase participating products to help ensure children here in the U.S. and around the world are safe, healthy, and educated. Get your red nose today, only at Walgreens, because everyone counts.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Maybe take a long vacation. Bahamas, Maui, Paris. Maybe fill an entire pool with nacho cheese and have the world's biggest nacho party. Maybe get that tractor you've always wanted. Well, the Texas Lottery has paid out more than $21 billion to lottery winners. People who simply had a dream and bought a ticket. Lottery.com makes it even easier to play and track winnings. Download the Lottery.com app and get your first ticket for free. So go ahead, dream on. What would you do if you won? Go to Lottery.com to learn more.
Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards Program. Start saving on your very first fill and continue to save on every fill every day. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today.
There was once a time when news had no bias. It had no leanings to the left or right, no presumptions. The purpose? To deliver the facts as they happened, to reveal the depth of the investigation, then to allow you to decide. The Daily Dive podcast was founded on that lost principle, dedicated to the facts, unfiltered, so you can understand the issues. The news without the noise. We invite you to hear the news again with the Daily Dive podcast on iHeartRadio. Just search for Daily Dive in your iHeartRadio app.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
History is abounding everywhere, and it's now being available to see on signs all over the place. The County of El Paso will complete the final installation of 121 National Park Service historic trail signs along major El Paso roadways, including the El Paso Mission Trail, promoting the El Paso, the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro National Historic Trail. We got that going right through here. The trail is one of 19 National Historic Trails designated by Congress, maintained by the National Park Service. It's also the oldest Euro-American trade route ever established in the United States, stretching from Santa Lazario to Anthony in El Paso. We got that much Camino Real right here. So the markers are all over the place. They're going to put in the last three down in the Sleta on May the 16th, Wednesday. Go down there and see that event, 131 South Zaragoza at the Sleta Mission. And what you do is you go over to the location. I think you go to the bus stop there to park your cars. I think that's what they want to do. Anyway, that's at the Sleta Mission down there coming on Wednesday. What do you got?
Well, what I've got is a lot of things going on down at the McGoffin home, and they've got some kid camps coming up, and you can play in the mud. They've got an Adobe class that's going to be on June 8th, and it's for kids, and they're going to be building with dirt. And this is for ages 6 to 10 years old. It's only $10. It's going to be on Friday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to noon. And they're going to teach kids how to make little miniature Adobe homes using, the same materials they used to use to build adobe homes. And that's going to be at the Visitor Center, which is across from the McGoffin House. And then on the June 16th, the Victorian Sci-Fi Book and Tea Club is going to meet. And the book of the month is going to be called The Lost World by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who was of Sherlock Holmes fame. And it's only $5 per participant, and you get tea and pastries will be provided. And then again, that's June 16th at 2 p.m. at the McGoffin Homes State Historic Visitors Center. Then there's another kid camp that's going to be June 13th through the 15th. It's going to be daily, and it's going to be for ages 10 to 14 years. And they're going to have different camps going on. So I would give them a call down there.
And that's McGoffin Home.
McGoffin Home. And the phone number there is 533-5147. It's a great place for kids to get involved and do some different type of camp items.
I think they probably have camps in history and archaeology. We just haven't heard about that yet.
Yeah, they're coming up. But this is a great place.
McGoffin's got it figured out early. That's good.
They do.
Also, a reminder that Pepe's today. Some of us are going to go to Pepe's. And the special is...
Green chicken enchiladas.
Yay. See, we like that. Thank you, Woody.
Yes, and you can get there going straight up Donovan from here. So
that might be the better way today, being how they so politely close most of the freeway that you're going to use out there, and also whatever. Second hour coming up today, we have a young fella who happens to be part of El Paso's history. His name is Samaniego, first name Ricardo, we're going to talk to him about a lot of stuff.
El Paso history in Mexico, I mean, it's amazing.
Chihuahua history.
I mean, all the way down. I mean, it's amazing his family
history. And it turns out he's running for something, so we'll ask him about that as well. And so we'll see how that goes next hour. All right, wrapping up this hour with the train, guys, your major event is next Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right, and it starts on Friday, noon to 5. Saturday, 9 to 5, and on Sunday, noon to 5.
Food trucks out there, things to take care of.
Yeah.
A pavilion full of little trains. You can go look at the model trains. So how, and when you get off of I-10 at Hawkins.
You're going to go south, and you're going to go past the first sign for Freeport McMoRan. The second sign, it's at 850 Hawkins, and you'll enter there, and you'll be at the park.
As you come down the hill past the railroad tracks, it's a right turn, but the one where all the big... storage tanks there for fuel tanks. Don't take that one.
Right.
Take the next one.
It's the second one, and there'll be signs and everything.
Oh, okay.
And we hope there's lots of cars, and you'll see all the activity.
All right. And Woody, in 10 seconds or less, or maybe a minute, give us the idea. How many trains showed up here when? We had 1881. May is the anniversary this month.
In May was the Southern Pacific Railroad, but from there on, there were five railroads up to 1884. So, and then in 10 years, there were 8 railroads that came to El Paso.
What? Can you name some of them?
The Southern Pacific, the Santa Fe, the Texas and Pacific, the Galveston, Harrisburg, and San Antonio.
Those are different lines?
Yes.
Okay, that's 4.
Mexican Central Railway.
That's 5. You had Northeastern, which you didn't mention.
Later, the El Paso 6. Northeastern, the El Paso Southwestern.
And last one is the Mexican Northwestern that went down along the mountains and went in kind of the back way to Chihuahua. That's the one that during the Revolution they blew up the tunnels on.
That had to be one of the largest events to change El Paso in the valley. The train's coming.
Oh, the biggest.
Of course. It brought all the commerce, the banks showed up months before the trains got here because they knew that all these people were going to have money to spend. Right. They needed to cash their paychecks.
And all of those Six Guns and Shady Bernies showed up.
Of course. They knew that these railroaders wanted to spend their money some way.
Gambling.
And one thing people don't know is that about 1910, El Paso was larger than Albuquerque, Tucson, and Phoenix combined.
Combined. And it's amazing how the founding fathers of El Paso kept us at that level. Well, these other cities just boomed past us.
Right.
And that's a history thing we're going to talk about here one day, but that's not for today. Today's trains. And we're about out of time here. But the big deal on this hour is to finish with the trains. It's, again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get out there and check it out.
Saturday's the best day to get out there. We're going to have that reenactment of the train robbery, but we're going to have all kinds of activities for kids. It's going to be a great event.
We should really thank Freeport McMoRan for doing the favor of allowing this to occur.
Oh, they've taken a lot of responsibility and a lot of the organization and setting this up and allowing us to use that park.
Right.
Mr. Quinn, I believe, is the general manager, and the other fellow who... You guys deal with Chuck McGarry?
Chuck McGarry, yes.
And they're good folks down there. Thank you all for helping us with our history here.
Oh, and one thing, Freeport McMoRan is actually, they took over Phelps Dodge.
It's the old Phelps Dodge.
It's the old Phelps Dodge plant. For those that, you know.
In case you're wondering, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
That's it. All right, well, that's it for this hour. Thank you for Ron Lyman coming in here. Woody, really, really appreciate your showing up and telling me your correct name, just Woody Bear. on Facebook, you go by something else. So it goes. Melissa, next hour, shall we do this?
Yes, we shall do it
Check
again.
Check on Facebook in the meantime.
We'll do that.
See you next hour.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.